The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go to the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. The man who believes in it and accepts baptism will be saved. The man who refuses to believe in it will be condemned. Signs like these will accompany those who have professed their faith. They will use my name to expel demons. They will speak entirely new languages. They will be able to handle serpents. They will be able to drink deadly poison without harm. And the sick upon whom they lay their hands will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. Mark speaks of the 11 who Jesus sent to the whole world to proclaim good news. And for the early Christian church, this was very clear. There is one missing. Already from the beginning, there was treason. And yet the early church was not stopped by this sorrow, because they put their eyes in the Lord. Very soon after that, in the letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul has to lament on the behavior of some Christians who were causing great scandal. And yet none of that would stop the designs of God for His people. Still remains true forever that those who believe will be saved. In other words, the grace of God upon the church, so that the church may be the mother of all believers, will hold true until the end of times. We come to new life through the church. Our sins are forgiven. We receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. We receive His Word. We receive the fellowship of our brothers and sisters all through the church, because it is the design of the Lord. And yet, at the same time, we do experience the sorrow of sin. Today we remember a man who was a persecutor of Christians, and we celebrate his conversion. And this also fills us with hope. Even those who are against the church and persecute her can change and become great apostles like St. Paul. And this fills us all with hope. We can look at the church and see this great work of God, understand the designs of God, imitate the example of the saints, and become ourselves saints through the grace of God. Or, if we choose to, we can focus on those who fail, the sin, the corruption, and then find a good excuse for ourselves to be mediocre, or even to become great sinners as well. So the choice is there. Do we look at God's plan, or do we look at the failure, at the rebellion against God, and decide there is no way, there is no hope. Imagine the Christians at Damascus when they saw Paul coming. And now hearing the news that he has changed, and they had to receive him as a brother and prepare him and instruct him and see him become one greater than them in the kingdom. What great openness to the grace of God. And now the Lord calls us to do the same, to have that same faith, that same hope on the power of God working today. We see here a number of manifestations of the work of God through those who are sent. They can expel demons and drink poisons and other things. That does not mean that at every instance that is going to happen. What it does mean is that we are open for God to do whatever He pleases. And we believe He can do it. Some things will happen always. Every time that we preach with faith, that we act in the Lord, grace will flow for the good of those who listen. But the particular manifestations, that is up to the Lord to do. It's not our choice. But we believe it does happen. We should expect, we should be open for great things to happen to us, to our community, as we turn to the Lord in faith. Certainly, demons will be expelled, because demons are always trying to cohort us and dominate us and take us away from the way of the Lord. That's one thing that we always should expect, to be free from that bondage that leads us to sin, free from the snares of the devil. There is one particular statement of St. Paul that leaves many people confused when he says that those who are married should live as if they were not. Please understand this in the full teaching of St. Paul that tells us about men and women in holy marriage becoming one in Christ. Then what does Paul mean by this? Well, he has already told us time is short. He wants us to open up, to transcend, to see everything in light of God's ultimate plan to bring us into heaven. Also, he says, your own body, give it up to the Lord. Your whole life is nothing without Christ. So the same thing for marriage. Don't become closed into your marriage situation where you drown in pettiness, in anxieties, in discussions. See your marriage in the light of God's marvelous plan to love one another, to help each other in your journey to heaven. See each other in Christ, giving of yourself, looking towards what is to come. That's what it means. Whether you're a priest, whatever, if you are single, whatever you are, it's the same thing. See everything, your very life, in terms of God's ultimate plan. And what happens then is, paradoxically, you will appreciate your marriage so much more. You will celebrate it with so much greater happiness because you're not trying to make it be according to your own little mind. You would let the Lord reign. You would let go and let God reign there. This is the vision of St. Paul. Let us realize time is short. Let's live it fully alive in Christ. Do not waste the opportunity to to sacrifice, to give yourself, to offer your very life to the Lord as a living sacrifice.